my pleasure to give a talk in the Fields Institute. I would like to thank the organizer for the invitation. So today I will talk about the analytic aspects of the tortoise system. Originally, the tortoise system is arising from the integrable system theory. So, but I want to talk about the analysis about the tortoise system. So I will introduce first what the tortoise system is. And I will introduce the tortoise system first, and also I will introduce our motivation to study the tortoise system is to study the non-abelian thin Simons Higgs model. And this is a system, so the important thing is one cannot use the maximum principle to study this system. But the solution of this system has many geometric meanings, so we want to use this geometric property to study this system. So I'll first introduce the tortoise system. It's the really nature generalization of the Liouville equation. So the Liouville equation is in two dimensions. It's really early, 100 years ago introduced by Liouville. So the equation and the system I want to consider is this one. This is a system. This system term is called the tortoise system for the special unitary group 3. So when the n for the any n, then the tortoise system is the for general case the tortoise system is this tortoise system, and the metric is the Gaudin metric for this group, and one can also consider for the more general group that also has a tortoise system. But here I only consider the for the special unitary group. So because the geometric, I will talk later. The geometric meaning is very clear. Solution can be corresponding to the holomorphic curve into CPN. So this is a tortoise system. Another form is maybe it's useful to interpretation. So another form, there's this equivalent form look like. This is equivalent form. So one can see the solution, the system look like this way. Maybe you can see this is the tortoise system. So the W minus 1 and WM plus 1 equal to 0. One can even consider an infinite system, an infinite system for the such one. But here I only consider our system is equivalent to this W minus 1 and WM plus 1 equal to 0. So this is called the open tortoise system. So they also have a periodic. So if this W minus 1 equal to this one, but not equal to 0, this is a periodic tortoise system. So this is the tortoise system I want to consider. So originally, this system is from the, integrable system. So it was introduced by Todd in 1967. So this is a classical equation for the distribution motion of the particles. So the F here is the force. If you for the linear system, so the F is a linear function. This is just the Hooke law that satisfies the motion. Satisfy this Hooke law. So now if we choose this is nonlinear, so then this system actually become quite complicated. And Todd discovered, so if we choose this, this potential is exponential function. In this case, so this equation becomes this way. Then they are really, the equation really nice and has a periodic solution actually, and also can describe the soliton behavior. The system has a soliton behavior, so it's become a very famous in the integrable system after you introduce this. So our system is a two-dimension code system. So this is the generalization of this toward the system. This is original this toward system comes from. Our motivation is from the Chen-Simons Higgs model. So I first introduced the abelian Chen-Simons Higgs model. So from this Chen-Simons Higgs model, then one get a reveal equation. So here the Chen-Simons. So, no, okay. Here? Sorry, this one? No, maybe I will talk a little bit about why this is from the this system, the coefficients get from the Lie group. So later I will talk a little bit about it. Yeah. This is a matrix. Yes, but I'm not an expert in this direction. So I will talk a little bit about why this coefficients is from. So our motivation is to study this actually from the Chen-Simons Higgs model. So here phi, for simplest case, you can see the A is the pure imaginary function. So look, so this can also you can see as a connection. This is the U1 connection. Yeah, this abelian. So phi, you can see just the complex function or the a section on the line bundle. So this is an equation. This is the self-dual equation system. So if one solve this equation. Solve the A from the first equation, then project into the second equation, you get just a single scalar equation. This is get a single scalar equation. Then for any solution, the actual solution space is corresponding the solution space is the same. Although there is so here because it has a gauge transformation, gauge group. Model gauge group of the solution space is completely the same. So this is the, one can deduce for this equivalent to the Liouville equation. This Liouville equation. Our motivation is to study a little bit complicated system. So it's another Chen-Simons Higgs model. This posted 10 years ago by two group of physicists. So here the I want to describe a little bit about this model. So this model actually from the three dimension, first from three dimension, three Lorentz space. So the Lagrangian densities look like this. So this is the Dirichlet energy, and this is called Chen-Simons term. So the kappa is a coupling constant. So they want to consider the smaller kappa to find a solution for this Lagrangian density. So this is in the Lorentz space. Then all of Laplace equation look like this way. So quite complicated. Then physicists post just consider the for the state solution or the time independent solution, and also choose the potential. The V is the potential by 6 power. So the choose this potential and consider only the time independent solutions, then reduce to the two-dimensional problem. Then this function or the corresponding energy can be reduced to the this function in energy. So here is the notation of, from the physics. So just you can see just the Cauchy-Riemann operator or generalized Cauchy-Riemann operator acts on a section of line bound, or the x acts on the complex function. So here f is just the curvature of the same the curvature of the special solution. This first order, if this is zero, this zero, this is the self-dual equation. So this what I want to consider the self-dual equation. So what we get is this first order system. So when kappa is zero, the coupling constant, zero, or the so-called working solution, then they are really they are trivial solution. If phi is zero, all the norm of phi is equal to one. So this is trivial. So physicists interesting to consider the solution, the two type of solution for the non-zero kappa, then for smaller kappa, so they want to find the solution. For the small kappa, there's a solution such that when kappa tends to zero, then the phi, the norm of phi tends to zero, or the norm of phi tends to one. This case, look, here I made a mistake. So this is a non-topology. This is a topology. This is non-topological. There are two kind of solution in some sense. For the kappa tends to zero. Now this is a system, yeah. This is not a total system. This I want. Yeah, this actually I want to say that corresponding to Liouville equation. So one singular equation, not a system. So this is Abelian model. No. Yes. So this will corresponding to the one singular equation. So look like the first Liouville equation, and there are another term. So this exponential is power 4. Yeah, this corresponding to the Liouville equation, not the total system. So just this model I describe a little bit. So this is actually from three dimension reduced to this self-dual system. Then we want to consider two kind of type of solution, and we have some results, our previous results, to use the Liouville equation to study this this problem. This system can also transform to the one singular equation. So the limit is in fact the Liouville equation. This is the Abelian model. So the important thing to study at Abelian model is this is a model Schrodinger inequality, and also the precise behavior of blow up of the solution of the Liouville equation. So this is the previous work. There are lots of work for this one. So we want to generalize the analytic tool for the total system. So now I want to talk about our motivation for the total system. tortoise system. Tortoise system is the generalization of this Liouville equation. So we get there is a non-abelian Chern-Simons Higgs model. So here actually the group is corresponding to the year one. So if we consider the more general case, so this is more general case. So now the group is the SU, special unitary group. So the phi is the section of the high rank bundle. So we still have the very similar system. So this is also a self-dual equation. So here, actually here, hold just by operator on the curvature, F is a curvature. So this is a system we want to see. So this quite complicated system. Then physicists post algebraic ansatz. So this make this simpler. That we just put here. Put this ansatz. This is in fact is true for the general compact group, Lie group. So if we want to find that a section is quite special, look like this for the generator of the group, and this connection also has a has a special form, such special form. Then we reduce to this system can use the same way as Taubes did for the abelian case. We get a system of total system. That's the same. This coefficient is a Gaudin metric of the corresponding Lie group. So if this is a general Lie group, that is also a total system. So this is the So we want to find the special solution for this system. This is the special solution. So here the Gaudin metric is from the coefficient just the Gaudin metric. One can check it. So this is our motivation. Now we want to talk about the geometric the interpretation of this equation. So this equation, in fact, here already has some geometric interpretation, so can be corresponding to is a special solution of this system. Now we have a really exact geometrical interpretation. So this in fact the solution of total system, not here I just consider the special unitary group. So in this case, just corresponding to the holomorphic curve in CPN. And the total system is corresponding to the Flügge formula for the holomorphic curve in CPN. So this is the relation already known. At least for this people, they already know this. So I want to now from the curve to the solution of total system. So now if zero is a holomorphic curve in CPN, locally at least one can load in this way, then V is a lift to the complex Euclidean space. It's just a lift. So define the case associated curve by this way. So V is a lift of F. Then this just the first derivative. Then see this as K plus one plane in the N plus one complex Euclidean space. So just a point in the Grassmann manifold. Then see Grassmann can be embedded into the complex project space for the this is for the large member. Some member we can actually can write down explicitly. So we can see this is from the holomorphic curve. We can get the another curve. This is the associated curve. So now Pluck formula is related to this formula is really already known maybe the 100 years ago, so already known. This is a Pluck formula for the holomorphic curve, so just the total system. So this is the same form. Here I gave another form, those also not so. This is equivalent to the form I gave. So if you see just that this is the UK, then you get the same form. So now I actually the Pluck formula is for the, if this complex projective space you're giving a Fubini student metric, then pull back by the Fx. It just get this the area form, pull back. So this is the two way to compute the area form, get this Pluck formula. So these are here maybe the coordinates of the CPN. The coordinates of CPN. So just the equal to this one. So here I mentioned the corresponding to the unramified curve. So this means that this normal is never vanish. So it also means that this volume, this earlier form is, one can use this as an earlier form, has no zero point. So certainly this is true for from the equation you can just see. Because it's exponential function, so it cannot be the same. So CPN.
Yeah.
Not only the n, so here the So if for the k, for the fk, so you're into this one. Little is on domain, sorry. Okay. I made a mistake. Yeah. So this is x and y. Yes. Yeah. Right. This is x y. Sorry. So if z depends on z. Yeah. This is x y. Yes. So that is a classical result. Is if the total unramified holomorphic curve in the CPN, just the relational curve. This is the classic. I will use this one. So this is from the curve, you get a solution of total system. Then from a total system, we can also get a curve, a holomorphic curve. So now if you define this, yes, and not a rational holomorphic curve, unramified holomorphic curve, only the closed, So now from total system, you define these two metrics, so you want to solve this. This equation. You check this form. This one form is the algebraic valued. So you want to solve this equation. Yeah. So the integrability condition of this system just equivalent to the total system. So that's the same. So if there's a solution from total system, then this solution can, this equation can be solved locally at least on the complex connect, on the simply connected domain, you can solve this equation by the Fermi theory. So you can solve this equation. Also get a phi satisfy this equation. Now here I define alpha just this one form. So this equation means that alpha is a flat connection. So immediately when we get a flat connection, I will also use this property. So we actually have a flat connection. Now we solve we get a phi. So from phi we can get a sequence of function, a sequence of map from into the CPN. So this is the we have a phi, then we define this function. Define a sequence of function. Then when I also get at this local, we get from here we get a map into the CPN. So we get a sequence of map into CPN. The first one can check this is the holomorphic curve. From total system one can check this is a holomorphic. The last one is anti-holomorphic. And other F is a harmonic function, a harmonic map we can check. So this sequence also called in differential geometry is the harmonic sequence. So we get this holomorphic curve. So from a solution, we get a holomorphic curve. So there is a one-to-one corresponding between the holomorphic curve, unlimited holomorphic curve, and a solution of the total system. So this is the geometric interpretation. So for the anti-solution, we in fact have this corresponding. So if for solution, we corresponding to unlimited curve, holomorphic curve. And this condition just equivalent to the pullback, this associated curve pullback is a metric on the domain, just the volume form. Get area form. The area is bounded, so equivalent to this one. So this is equivalent. So now our aim is to want to generalize the analytic tool for the Liouville equation to the system. So as I already said, the important thing is for the system there is not maximum principle, and many. Results for the Liouville equation actually depends on the maximum principle. So here I record some results for the Liouville equation. So I want to generalize actually. So the first one is I want to record is for the Liouville equation. So this is the model Schrödinger inequality. So here actually what I wrote down is a weak form. One can get to the from the model Schrödinger inequality. So this form will usually used in the many two-dimensional problem. For example, in the prescribing scalar curvature problem, also the abelian tensor Higgs model. So we already used also. So this is the model Schrödinger inequality for the singular function. So we want to generalize this for the and to use this model Schrödinger. Sigma is a domain or a closed surface, the two-dimension object. Two-dimension domain or the closed surface. So if consider compact domain. Yes, torus or sphere, or the yeah. Also, was boundary then post boundary condition? Yes, yeah. So here, actually the closed surface, this is better. So we want to generalize this. So another result is for the classification of the anti-solution of Liouville equation. So this was obtained 10 years ago. So for any solution, if satisfy the in some sense, the energy is finite, then one can actually get a solution in this, up to the scaling and the translation. So they are actually the three-dimension solution. Solution space is three-dimension. So up to the scaling and the transformation, then one can get this is only the solution. So the important thing is also using the maximum principle, using the Mohr plane method to prove this result. So one conclusion actually is for any solution, this integral is the 8 pi. So there are close relation between this Yes, yes. Up to a scaling and a translation. So the three dimension solution space, the three dimension. Scale this a conformal, so x trans, to the x lambda x, for example, this scaling. But not just put a lambda. Yeah, conformal group actually. This equation is conformal transform invariant. So any solution satisfies this integral is 8 pi. So another thing is the blow up analysis for the solution. For example, Bridges and Merrill consider the sequence of the solution. So for example, if we define this concentration, energy concentration, so only one, they prove there are only one case, two cases. So all the data is at that point is zero. So this means near this point there is no blow up. The solution is convergence. All this concentration is larger than 4 pi. Then later, one can prove actually this constant is equal to 8 pi. So that's the same, that's the same constant. So the concentration in some sense only one bubble in the sense the only one bubble cannot be. The first is the proof, maybe there are several bubbles, but at the end only one bubble. U I is a sequence of solution for the linear equation. Sequence of solution. If this not zero, then this is 8 pi. Sorry. So there are only two values. All the data is zero. They prove the data is the larger than 4 pi. So later one can improve the. So in this case, this is the 8 pi. If this is non-zero, then this is 8 pi. Oh no, this is the immediate result. So the first proof, this is the 8 pi is for the integral, for some integral, sorry. For some integral, then they prove this actually only 1, m equal to 1. So if the integral is larger than 1, then means at one point the bubble, there are several bubbles. But later they prove there only one bubble at any point. So we want to generalize this. So I want to emphasize, for example, this result proved by Yan Yan Li still uses the maximum principle, Mohr plane method. He used to prove this one result. So this proof is very heavily rely on the maximum principle. Yes. Yeah, this satisfies.
And then you probably can easily verify this result.
Yeah, sure.
And show that, because you know all solutions that you will be just approved.
Yes, so the
same, you know, all general solution for your all generalized total X.
No, the problem is the classification is for the entire solution. So if you consider local problem, then the solution is not cannot be classified. Yes, but yes. Yes, by one function actually. Yes, in this case. But you do not know what this function is. You cannot control. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, this actually he wanted to prove the solution. All solution in some sense is approximate to the solution on the Euclidean space. This wanted to prove actually. Now, all solution is if we blow up, that can be the approximate to this one. So I will give the explicit. Yeah. No. For it also has a formula, but for some holomorphic function. But you do not know what is some holomorphic function is. This is the real result. One can find that holomorphic function for any local, even local. But we do not know the holomorphic function is. Also, they're the same. If you consider dilution boundary problem, or yeah. Yes. Yeah. All the in fact, one can consider similar equation, not completely the same, but blow up at the end. If the blow up happened, so at the end, if the solution equation is this one, then the result is one can get. This one, not precisely the Liouville equation, but the Liouville equation, we needed to prove. So this actually he wanted to prove that precisely the solution is look like. Now solution can in some sense can be lighter by I have not gave a form, but the problem is we do not know the holomorphic function. What is the holomorphic function? I have here I have not shown this. So any local, even local solution, one can find a holomorphic function. This is for any solution for Liouville equation, you can find that holomorphic function. Yeah, this is true. So for the classification, the entire solution that just prove this function is a linear function. Or But for general solution, we did not know what the F is. It just know that this is a holomorphic function. So the blow up in some sense is approximate to the linear function in some sense. I will give the more precise form. So our first result is the classification of the anti-solution as a generalization of the Chen and the Li's results. So this we need to use the geometric property. So now our first. So this is I want to classify all the so-called bubble B because this solution is the abstraction of the compactness of the sequence of solution. So this is differently. Yes, sorry. This is Tongming Li. So the for the n equal to 1 case, just the Liouville equation. So they classify any solution as I already mentioned. Now our results is for the total system. If also we also need this condition, the finite condition. If there's infinite, one can easily construct the solution different from we get. So we need this is a necessary condition. So any solution of any solution of the total systems, if the energy is finite, then the solution can get from a holomorphic curve, rational curve. So in the solution actually one can express by this one, and rational curve means that one can holomorphic transform to this one. This is the standard rational curve. So any lambda j is the form for the associated curve. So from curve we can decide and we can define the associated curve, k associated curve. So this is lambda k. The lambda. CP1, yes. So I mentioned that this function can be defined on torus, or the equation certainly one can. Not results for torus, sorry. So this is for the actually for this one proof this is from this sphere. This in fact defined on the whole space of the Euclidean plane. So this is the so one can actually the solution can be getting in this way for this. This classification results. So certainly include n equal to 1 case. N equal to 1 just the one, the curve is 1 and z. So let's get the standard solution for the Liouville equation. Oh, sorry, this is the same. Yeah, this misprint. This is the same. This is the capital M. This is the capital M. This is the solution.
Yeah.
So it's not any curve. It's any curve. I need not conformal transform. Conformal transformation only three dimension. So here, rational curve. This F is a rational curve. So I explain here is that any rational curve can be holomorphic transformed to this way. To this way.
Transform the holomorphic rational curve when the last position is not n but n plus 1. Everything is the same but after the e power n plus 1.
No, this may be not a solution. Why not? Yeah. Holomorphic transformation. So dimension space actually, equivalent to the dimension, this spacing solution, as a solution of space. So the very larger than the three dimension. That's not conformal transformation group.
You know, I always have a feeling that big theory should be related to instanton theory.
Yeah, sure.
Will you relate it to instanton theory?
No, You mean instant to correspondent?
No, all these cohesions like 85, etc., they are very, very, and the whole idea, you know, so
yeah. Yes. Yeah, sure. So, and also, this solution, as I said, is related to flat connection. This is quite related, but I don't know whether they are exact kind of relation. Yes. So, the philosophy to prove this results is in this way. So, because the total system also still the conformal invariant. So we see the infinity as a one point on the sphere. Then, at that point, maybe this solution has a singularity. So we call such kind of singularity global singularity. So then, use the geometric property, one can prove there is no global singularity. So that's the philosophy we used. So the actually many results, several at least, one can prove in this, for the geometric equation, one can use this way. For example, on the surface, if you allow that there is a cone-like singularity of the curvature, of the metric, and if the curvature is constant, and if there is only one singular point, then you can prove that this singular point actually not a singular point. So cannot be one singular point. So if there is a singular point, they have to at least have two singular points. So this is the philosophy we used. So local singularity actually it's easier to construct. There is local singularity. So this is the philosophy we use. Now, the proof idea is in this way. So we first use the potential analysis to show the infinity there is nice behavior. So to consider the infinity, one can also transformation by the Kevin transformation to the original. So we can expand this at the infinity. If we see using the Kevin transformation, we get this one. So what do we want to prove is the gamma I for any I equal to 4. So there is no singularity. So this is easy to show. Now we need to show this gamma, for any gamma I is equal to 4. Then first we get so-called the global Poisson identity. So this is also easy if you have a geometric property. So we define the F, we just define the F by this way, this one. And one can check if is a holomorphic function. And use this expansion that we expanded at infinity. This. Then because this is a holomorphic function, so we can show this F should be zero. Then this quantity is zero. So this is the philosophy is the same we use. So for holomorphic function, if there is a good behavior at infinity, then there is no singularity at infinity. So we get this. So we want to, for any, for the Gaudin metric of the CP SUN, this one can check, this is inverse of the entries of inverse metric of the Gaudin metric. We can show this, any entries is positive. So we only need to show the gamma is larger than 4. Then from this equation, larger than or equal to 4, then from this equation, you can prove this. Gamma equal to 4.
Gamma can be equal to 0, then
you'll have... Yeah, yeah, sure. So we want to prove any gamma is larger than or equal to 4. Yes. So this we want to prove.
If you set one gamma to 0...
No, cannot be.
No, you can't, because you know,
no. Now this cannot be split. This system cannot be split. Now this I'll show you. So why this is true. So this uses the geometrical property. So we need to introduce the what is the holonomy of the this flat connection. I introduced the flat connection in the middle. So this is the flat connection. The alpha is the flat connection. So we consider the holonomy of this flat connection if there is a singularity. So we define the holonomy in this using this ODE. So define the holonomy, and this connection is flat. So this definition does not depend on the loop. You compute the holonomy. So now we can compute the holonomy at infinity. The holonomy is this. This is the holonomy. One can compute. Gamma is related. Beta is related to gamma in this way. This we can compute the gamma. So this holonomy. And the gamma is the asymptotic behavior, expansion of at infinity. Now, because there is only one singularity, then we can see that this holonomy should be trivial. Holonomy trivial, then we can show this is should the gamma is the even number. Gamma is then by the expansion we can. We also, because the energy is finite, and from the expansion we also need, well, we also can prove the gamma should be larger than 2. Otherwise, this area, the energy is is infinite. So then from the here the even number, so the gamma is larger than or equal to 4. Then we prove any gamma is equal to 4. Then this can be seen as a closed curve. Therefore, using the classical results, then one can classify any solution of the anti-solution. So this is the proof of the classification result. So now another result is a generalization of the model Schrödinger inequality. As already I mentioned here, so this is the what we consider as a model Schrödinger inequality on, for example, on the closed surface. So, for example, if the surface is a sphere, then one even can prove this C is zero, and the infimum is achieved for this function. Now, what is the model Schrödinger inequality we means is the is this result. So, we generalize the function, this function to the for the total system, then one can prove this function has a low bound if and only if the NM is less than or equal to 4 pi. So this is this optimal for. So the best constant here is the 4 pi, just the same as the 8 pi in the N equal to 1 case. So here, yeah, because just the normalization of this one. So this is what we, the model Schrödinger, this is the generalization of the ordinary model Schrödinger. Then, yes, AIJ is a Gaussian metric. Yeah, so here, why here become the 4 pi? Because if N equal to 1 case corresponding to Liouville equation, this is 2. So they in fact the same. This is 8 pi. So this is what the model Schrödinger inequality. Now another result, as I said, we want to generalize to the to study the blow up of the sequence. So what? So the problem is this one: if we have a sequence of solution for this total. For simplicity, I just consider the 2x2 system. So if we assume zero, original is only a blow-up point. One can prove the blow-up point is isolated. So we can assume this this condition, only one blow up. And assume this is the, at boundary, this is the finite, because the, away from the blow up point actually converging. So we can also assume this one. Converging to minus infinity, so we can, you can assume the maximum minus minimum is bounded. And still we can assume this is energy is finite. Otherwise, if energy is infinite, then there is infinite blow-up. So we, so now let lambda is the maximum power, maximum of this function, and assume lambda 1 is larger than lambda 2. Let's just assume lambda 1. So then assume this lambda tends to infinity because this is a blow-up. So one can prove lambda 1 is k is tends to infinity. Then we define the a function. Now rescale the solution by this standard way to rescale the solution. Then one can prove this solution is convergent to the anti-solution. As I said, the anti-solution is the abstraction of the blow-up. So we UK is a rescaling solution. So rescaling solution still satisfies the same equation. This because the conformal invariance of this. Then we need this condition. So this assume exception. But if this is there is no low bound, then this sequence converges to converging to a Liouville equation, not to the system. This means the UK, V1K tends to a solution of the Liouville equation, and V2K tends to minus infinity. V2K. So because I assume the V1K is larger than V2K at that point. Well, sorry. This is true, sorry. Yes, so this condition, then it's easier to prove this sequence converging to this blow-up, this anti-solution. So if without this condition, if this is not true, then the convergence to a Liouville equation, not to this. So we assume this case, because the other case is easy to study. So we assume this one, then one can prove the precisely any solution one can prove the, because we already classified solution for this one. So we can prove that any sequence is precise in this way. So this is the, if the n equal to one case, just as I mentioned, the Yan-Yan-Lis result. So here I made a mistake. So this is the Yan-Yan-Lis result. Any solution in this way to approximate the anti-solution in the Euclidean space. This is precisely meaning actually. So using this, one can also prove the Yan-Yan-Lis result. The concentration only 8 pi. So this we generalize to the system. So the proof idea is the same. We need to use the geometric property. So counting the holonomy of the flat connection for this system. So the proof idea is quite similar to the proof of the classification results. Now I stop here. Thanks.